The words of God given to us today are Luke chapter 13, verses from 18 to 21. Allow me to read the words. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the night, all through the dough." Amen. Last week, we learned about the kingdom of God. It was reassured that the theme of the gospel that was delivered by Jesus and the disciples was the kingdom of God all the time. And the kingdom of God was more about the concept of sovereignty than that of a place. Then our faith should also pursue to accomplish the kingdom of God. At home, workplaces, school, and at church, we should accept the ownership of God throughout our life and obey the word of God. That is how we are under control of God and to accomplish the kingdom of God. The number of Christians, however, who live for the kingdom is not many, despite the fact that the kingdom of God is the essence of the gospel and our life of faith. What would be the reason? That is because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is not easy to see and is considered trivial even if it's seen. For your reference, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God is the same concept, but Matthew usually uses the kingdom of heaven, while Mark and Luke only use the kingdom of God. That was because Matthew was written mostly to spread Jesus, who came as the descendant of King David, to the Jews. And they thought it would be a blasphemy to speak of the holy God. In contrast, the purpose of Mark and Luke was to testify that the Everlasting One came to the people of Rome and Greece, respectively, as a servant and person. Therefore, they wrote the kingdom of God clearly instead of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 13 is said as the chapter of parables, the parables of the kingdom of God in particular. When it comes to the kingdom of God, Jesus said it seems very slight. The mustard seed parable was an example, while the parable of yeast that we are going to learn today will be one of them. It would be extremely hard to find a mustard seed which is even smaller than a grain of millet in the field. People in most cases wouldn't even notice if a seed was sown. Likewise, the amount of yeast necessary to make bread is like that of flour. It would take only a couple of percent of flour. This is as if the flour gulfed the yeast. So yeast could be neglected, but it is yeast that raises the bread. Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, as follows. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. It is said that the kingdom of heaven is like treasure in a field. When Christians get to know this verse, most of them meditate and apply to them, focusing on the part that a man bought that field. They might think, I am blessed to meet God, who is treasure and the kingdom of heaven. He is more important and valuable to me than all others that I have. I will value him more and live for God. This is a good example. But the focus of this metaphor does not lie in the fact that a man bought a field with hidden treasure, but in the fact that treasure was hidden in a field, which means that people cannot recognize the treasure because it's hidden, and they wouldn't know even if it's outside the field. There's a market held once every 5 days in a rural area across the country, which sells a variety of food and daily essentials. Let's suppose we visited a market and there's a vendor selling potteries. A small-sized ball is 1,000 Korean won, a soup bowl 2,000, and a large plate is 5,000. There's a fancy animal-coated bowl with patterns of daffodil in pink background. Even part of it looks outstanding among all other bowls and plates. Like I told you last week, it was the porcelain that the Kangxi Emperor of the Qing Dynasty in China 300 years ago. A man would like to buy the ball, and the seller says that it's aged in good condition and it was worth 300,000 Korean won. The customer asks to discount 50,000 won. If we say we are going to buy it at 30 million Korean won, how would the person who tried to buy the ball or others nearby respond? They might think he was insane. But the truth is that the price of the ball was $30 million. If the ball was shown in the Louvre Museum or the British Museum protected by a bulletproof glass case, people might consider it invaluable. Being among those worthy of 1,000 or 2,000 won, they thought it might be a fake and couldn't think it valuable. The same goes to the kingdom of God. As such, people are not able to know the kingdom of God because it does not look as they expected. But those who know it's real and worth their whole life, they would buy it at any price. The kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God, which seems to be neglected, can let us down. But what really could make us feel afraid is something else. As the kingdom of God is hiding its power and glory beside us, the kingdom of God is likely to be left alone and neglected in our life, even though the kingdom of God is in our life and throughout our faithful life. Even if the gospel and the kingdom of God given to us does not look powerful or make us outstanding, we still do not care and ignore what we have to serve and be afraid of. If we are serious about such life, we must be careful. We don't get serious, even if we read the Bible less, pray less, and do not offer worship every Sunday, and thus feel sorry about that. We still don't accept God and don't feel guilty about not accepting the rule of God. Also, we care when people watch us but don't, how God will look at us trying to follow values of the world based on the thought that it might be all right to pursue the everlasting value when death is imminent. Today's scripture testifies that the kingdom of God looks worthless. In verse 20, again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to?" There is another parable that Jesus made after saying that the kingdom of God is like a seed of mustard. When children are aged 6 to 7, they rarely have a good memory, even if their parents took them to a beautiful place, historical site, or a museum with the greatest artworks. They rather remember when they had hamburgers, pastas, or other food they liked, and the amusement park as a good memory. This is the same as we think about the kingdom of God. No matter how hard God tells us that the kingdom of God is great, it's not easy for us to understand. So God told us the parable of the kingdom of God in verse 21. It's like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. If the mustard seed parable was for men to understand well in general, the parable of yeast would be the one that women who take care of the house chores might understand better. At the time in Palestine, there were no bakery in the village. Each family made their own bread at home. Jesus also might have seen how his mother Mary made bread in his childhood. Part of the leaven dough was used to make new bread. That was usual case to happen at homes. Like we learned the parable of mustard seeds last week, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like a seed of mustard." At the time, we didn't feel anything special, but the people at the time might have frowned. That was because it was the same as saying the kingdom of God was like a grain of millet. The yeast parable might be the same. Yeast had a bad connotation to the people at the time. The greatest holiday kept among the Israelites was the Passover. The Passover was to commemorate that they escaped Egypt, gained freedom after the 400-year-long slavery, and became the people of God. The Passover is also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They had unleavened bread and bitter-tasted vegetables to commemorate the pain and hardship that they experienced in Egypt. In the eve of Passover, Jewish families had the most important event of the search for leaven. A breadwinner first found and gathered yeast at home, and the mother thoroughly cleaned the house. A kitchen was the place where cleaning was done most thoroughly so that there was no more food with yeast left. After cleaning, children would light the candle to search under the bed or the back of closet to make sure there was no more yeast remained, even if that's breadcrumbs or garbages. To remove implied, to get rid of corruption and eradicate evil, they tried everything to remove yeast. When thinking all yeast was removed, they brought new plates and cutleries that never touched leaven before. The Jews generally had tableware they use only for the Passover. Such tableware had never touched yeast and passed it down to their children, and their children as well used it only for the Passover. As such, yeast had negative meaning to the people at the time. Rabbis used to teach someone went back to yeast. When a man once received and left Judaism. Jesus also had used yeast in a negative way. Although Jesus showed the sign that he fed 4,000 people with 7 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Pharisees and Sadducees still asked for another sign to ridicule Jesus. Jesus said there was nothing else to show other than the sign of Jonas and left. At the time, the disciples just forgot to bring bread, and Jesus and the disciples talked as testified in Matthew chapter 16, verses from 5 to 12. When they went across the lake, the disciples forgot to take bread. "Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It's because we didn't bring any bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, "You of little faith, why are you taking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketfuls do you get gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gathered? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread? But be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understand that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Yeast means the false teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then Jesus didn't hesitate to say, "The kingdom of God is like yeast." There was nothing else to explain the kingdom of God more clearly than yeast. When Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like yeast," the people there might have frowned and grumbled in their minds, saying, "Why yeast?" It would be the same as the kingdom of God is like infectious disease. But the yeast that Jesus referred had a good meaning. The word that a woman took yeast and mixed it into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough could simply mean the growth or expansion of the kingdom of God. But the meaning of growth and expansion is the parable of mustard seeds that we learned last week. That yeast worked all through the dough means change. More specifically, it's internal change. The amount of yeast couldn't change the flour into powder of rice or bean. It's just flour as it is. But mixing yeast into the flour changes the taste and the nature. Fundamentals change internally. Having the kingdom of God called yeast inside ourselves could make no difference from outside. Even if I was controlled completely by God, my height couldn't be like a basketball player overnight. My appearances couldn't change suddenly, like handsome celebrities. Even if I cry all night with the joy being controlled by God. The physical beauty of a woman as well couldn't change overnight. In the next morning, what you can confirm might be your swollen face. Even if I leave the kingdom of God every day, I would never play the organ well like an organist. However, if we have the yeast from the kingdom of God inside us, our views of the world and life will change. We would then be able to understand how foolish we were to be busy in achieving more in the world, thinking this world is everything. Therefore, the meaning of our life at home, workplaces, school, and meetings with people withholding yeast of the kingdom of God would change the whole meaning. We will gradually be able to live changing life thanks to the yeast from the kingdom of God. There's one thing more to seriously consider in this yeast parable. The dough itself cannot hold the power to change itself. The power to change the dough, the yeast, comes from outside. There's no power to change ourselves inside us. How many times would addicts make their minds to get out of the addiction? But they have no power to get out of it themselves. They could squander the fortune, but still cannot get out of it until it completely breaks down family. The same goes to those who have bad habits. They would make a resolution countless times to stop, but that's it. There are not a few cases that the repetition of vain resolutions ended up with breakdown of one's whole life. In addition, There are a number of those who believe that they can fully live their life well only with their own ability, without the control of God. On the contrary, there also are countless people who surrender in front of God after realizing that there is nothing they can do themselves at a critical moment in life. That's never too late if they surrender anyway. If there is someone who would never surrender before God, he or she is the poorest person. We can only be built together in God. Our life and faith can only grow complete, and the church could mature under the reign of God only through the yeast of the kingdom of God. This is what God gives us today at the 14th anniversary of the founding of the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church. Years ago, God established the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church here in a place where no one paid attention to and left unprotected. Through the 100th Anniversary Foundation, which holds the legal ownership of the Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and the Korean Christian Martyrs Memorial. It was to preserve the two sacred places of Korean Christianity while paving a new path toward the bicentennial of the Korean Church. Since then, the desolate Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery now became the most holy place where more than 900,000 visitors visited so far. Not only that, this coming November 18 marks the 30th anniversary of the establishment of the Korean Christian Martyr Memorial, which is under renovation to be reborn as the holy place. After the work, it'll accommodate more Christians and visitors to commemorate the spirit and faith of the martyrs. God also helped us sending his people from all different places during the past 14 years so that the 100th Anniversary Memorial Church became a beautiful and faithful community that accomplishes the mission given by the time. Moreover, God gave us the greatest gift, Pastor Lee Jae-cheol, to make the church truthful during the 13 years and 4 months out of the history of 14 years. We praise God for his wonderful providence, working, and mysterious grace with all our hearts and soul. We appreciate the hard work of the members who made their contributions in every corner of the church. Apostle Paul, through himself, a way to spread Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. There were a lot of hardship during his mission trip, not to mention that he was almost dead by stoning of the Jews. At sea, lake, and mountain, he was at risk of dying. It's even hard to count the nights he couldn't sleep and the days he could eat and wear in a decent way. But he had the experience of being lifted to the kingdom of God. Apostle Paul heard the unspeakably mysterious words, but he confessed that he should be proud of his weakness, not such an experience on the ground that you should be smaller to make Christ bigger. That is to say, who's powerful is not himself, but Jesus Christ, who gave him the yeast of the kingdom of God. What made our church as it is now during the 14 years is the grace that changed us through mixing the yeast of the kingdom of God into us. The Galatians chapter 2 testifies the visit of Apostle Paul, Barnabas, and Titus to Jerusalem in 14 years. Apostle Paul met resurrected Jesus Christ on his way to Damascus to arrest Christians. And 3 years later, he went up to Jerusalem to meet Apostle Peter and met him and James, younger brother of Jesus. Then 14 years later, he went up again to attend a big conference in Jerusalem. Until then, the Jewish Christians didn't like Apostle Paul, who spread the gospel to the Gentiles. They couldn't accept Gentiles as God's people because the Gentiles didn't receive circumcision and only based on their faith. Apostle Paul wanted to avoid going up. If he does, it was clear that he would become the subject of criticism that what he did to accept them as Christians without circumcision. At the time, Apostle Paul followed the message from God and went up. God said to him, "Paul, I know you don't want to go up, but I need you to go up." And he followed God. Through such obedience, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God could be spread to the Gentiles going beyond the Jews and finally to us. Like Apostle Paul, who perfectly obeyed the word of God, who gave the yeast of the kingdom of God, if we could follow the word of God who mixed the yeast of the kingdom of God into us and our church, part by part, the world will change through us and our church, and the kingdom of God will expand inch by inch. If we don't forget the fact that we changed because of the yeast of the kingdom of God, which God gave us, and follow the word of God, we are going to be able to mark the anniversary every Sunday. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you that you gave the yeast of the kingdom of God to us who had the yeast of the secular values that were destined to corrupt, so that we can live a changing life. Although we cannot see the yeast inside the flower, help us to value the yeast of God. We have like the fact that yeast raises the dough and changes the quality of the dough. May we have courage to expand the kingdom of God and bear what is required to save others despite the hardship due to the kingdom of God that would be seen small outside. We thank you for having us celebrate the 14th anniversary of the 100th anniversary Memorial Church today. Thank you that you allowed us to value the yeast of the kingdom of God and the gospel so that we were able to preserve the two holy places of the Korean Christianity for the last 14 years and pave the path for the bicentennial of the Korean Church. Help our church not to change for the next 14 years and more. May we cherish the yeast of the kingdom of God that you mix into us and serve as the hands and feet of the Lord based on the obedience to the words of God. When the time goes and the Korean Christianity marks the bicentennial anniversary, have the 100th anniversary memorial church stand strong as the pathway of God's providence in a humble and faithful way under the complete control of the Lord, even if we are no more there.